was the best of times, it was the worst of times. You all know what that is from. Okay. I see a head nodding in the back. And, yes, it was the best of times and the worst of times. And Matthew was writing the history, the biography of Jesus in the early church. And that's what we just read. And it was a terrible time. The Romans had come into the country, had absolutely devastated the country, had torn down the temple, and 1 million Jews were killed. 1 million Jews were killed. And while all that was happening, Matthew was writing this book, this history of Jesus. And I found it a little interesting as I picked up my newspaper this week and read about it. As I prepared for this sermon for the destruction of Jerusalem, thank you for reminding me, the volume up, okay. As we were reading that, the newspapers were telling us what? It was happening around us too. All those missiles coming into the Ukraine, all the devastation that was happening in the Sudan, the gunning down of children in school. Hello! Things are not the best of times. And so we read this selection from Matthew about his times and what he wanted them to know about. And he wanted us to know about. Now you and I remember the gospel last week when Jesus arrived in the upper room in Acts 2. Okay? He arrives, the disciples had locked the doors, they had their heads down, they were afraid that someone was going to do them harm, and Jesus appears. And he appears to this crowd, this brave group of 12 men who had stood valiantly at the cross, who had stood with Jesus at the last minute when they flogged him. There the 12 were, locked up in the room. And he comes to them, and what does he say? Does he say, "Where were you?" Did he say to them, "Are you feeling bad about what happened?" No. He says two words: "Peace be with you, and you are forgiven." Remember that from last week? Two words he said to this brave crowd. And lo and behold, Matthew picks up the story today. They finally unlocked the door. And they followed what Jesus said. He said, "Get yourselves out and go to the mountains in Galilee." That's what he asked them to do. Go to Galilee. See, this is where you need to know your stuff from last readings. When did Jesus preach, by the way? Anybody know? Could it have been Galilee? Where did Jesus learn about the woman who lost her son and was probably going to spend the rest of her life in poverty? Where do you think that happened? Think it was Galilee? When Jesus went on top of the mountain and uttered this wonderful sermon that his mother probably taught him, by the way, "Blessed are the poor, blessed are those who are grieving." Where was that? Oh my gosh! It got through! It was Galilee. It was Galilee. Jesus was imploring the people sitting around with their grieving over their own problems to get up, get out, and get to Galilee. Because that's where they're going to learn. That's number one, because that's where he learned. See, we have to remember what we heard last 6-12 months. Jesus learned a lot wandering around Galilee. He met the poor people. He met Elizabeth. He met the sisters whose brother had died. Just stop and think quickly. All those things were going on in Galilee. And he met Herod the king and Pontius Pilate. He was saying to his disciples, you need to get to know your territory. You need to get to know Galilee. Because that experience is going to make you who you are. Get to Galilee. Bless you. So here we are. They get up. They get out. They get up to the mountain. And there it is. And Jesus says to them, go out. Go out to Galilee. There is Matthew quoting Jesus in the midst of hell going on around them to get up, get out, and get busy. So the next 6 months, friends, you and I are going to do that. We're going to spend our time going back to Galilee with Jesus to figuring out what are the things that we as a community need to do to be Christians. What are we called to do? What are the necessities, not only of the culture and the world around us, but inside too? What are the things that we're looking for? What is it that we internally are grieving? What is the poverty that we internally are experiencing in our lives? Where is the illness that needs to be touched? The eyes need to be opened. The grave needs to be opened. So that's what's going to happen for these number of months ahead. We may not always say it, but it's going to be there. It's going to be the subtext. That's what we're called to do. And that's what we're here to do. That's why we're here. We just heard that God made it all. And are you ready? Because this is going to be a question. After God did each one, what did he say about it? What about it? It was good. It was good. The earth we have and we've been given is good. We're good. And not only are we good, it reminds us in Genesis that we're made in the image of God. And if in the image of God, in the image of Jesus, you get the connections on what's going on here in these readings. It's Jesus who's our mentor. It's Jesus who's the image of God who comes to us. That's what this is all about. This is about what we do. It's who we are. It's what we become.